the whole feeling from the beginning was the warm attitude, was the politeness, was how much he cares, which mm-hmm. nobody can believe, because Carl was known from outside to be a bit strong.
Yes.
He was really a warm person.
Yes.
But the evolution of the relationship, it's not made in a day.
Mm.
He was really kind of a German person, you know. Mm. The trust comes forever, but it takes time
yes.
to come.
Yes,
and it's step by step, and it's really this feeling of waking up in the morning after a conversation and, you feel like, there's a new step mm. that we went through.
Yes.
And how does it translate? It's 10 year with good relationship, and after 10 year you get phone calls in the morning and you're like, oh great, okay, so we have a casual conversation. It's not necessarily about your family, but it's about work. But he really tried to embrace the project and he discuss it with you, get your opinion. I give my opinion to Karl Lagerfeld. That's
it's a big deal.
And then 10 year passes and the phone calls are every day.
Yeah.
Every day in the morning, you have your specific timing. Mine was a bit late compared to the rest of the team. Was between 11 and 12. The whole feeling from the beginning was the warm attitude, was the polite.
All right. We are now joined by Caroline Lebas, who is the SVP of Image and Communications at Karl Lagerfeld. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm very happy to be here.
I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Pierre. Is it your first time in Dubai?
No, not my first time in Dubai. I came with Carl in Dubai.
Yeah? Okay. And how do you like it this time around?
I think it's a vibrant city. I think if you don't come every year, you are meeting a different city.
Exactly. It evolves.
It's
quickly.
Moving all the time. It's all the time with new innovation, new buildings, new entertainments, new streets, new. It's a city where you have to come often.
Yes.
Otherwise,
exactly.
You get lost.
Exactly. It's a city that always evolves and never sleeps. Caroline, you have a very interesting nickname that was given to you by Carl. And surprisingly, you just told me this. It's the same initials as his name as well.
In fact, my name is Caroline, so it's with a C. And I remember once I got a letter from Carl saying, starting now I call you Caro, but Caro is a K, so we have the same initials. So it's nice and fun, and but this is also a name that I kept,
of course,
for life. Everybody calls me Caro and writes it with a K, but the reality is like it's just a normal name that is Caroline.
Yes, exactly. So you mentioned that he gave you this name many years ago. When did you start with Carl?
Oh, let me recall. It's an old story. I started at Carl, I think it was in 84, 85. Okay. It was like 6 months or 1 year after the brand started.
Okay.
Karl Lagerfeld. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of a baby, because I don't think I was even 20.
Wow.
And that was the case for all the employee in the company. We started the company, I think we were like 15.
Mm.
15 people between 18 years old and the oldest maybe was 30 year old. Carl was young too.
Yeah,
that was really fun. This is still extremely fun.
Okay.
And this is still a family, the company, but over the 40 years of the experience at Carl, it has been evolving. It's now a big company with a lot of employees.
Amazing.
And this same feeling of a family.
Okay, and what did you start doing? Like, what did you do when you first started with them?
I start as an intern.
Okay.
In the company. Intern at the PR department.
Okay.
And I did start working very, very young. I was 17 when I did start working.
Wow.
And I was coming from PR, but I was also coming from an experience in a model agency as a booker. So I did start with the PR. Carl heard that I have previous experience in a model agency, so I did start also to do bookings. But that was like this, you know, it was just, you like it, do it. It's
fantastic. It's,
Carl was extremely, he was giving a lot of trust to people. When you had this feeling, he was giving a lot of trust, and he was empowering people. So then it became, oh, okay, you do the casting, so you know, maybe we work together on the music. So I was involved in the music, but I was kind of a nightclubber. So
Oh, nice.
We were all, Carl was not doing that much nightclubbing and stuff. He was very sage, we would say in France. Kind of serious. And then it became, okay, casting, and so you work on the show, so maybe you get involved in, Carl was designing all the setup for the fashion show, so I got involved in the events, working on this, keeping the PR. It was like in a family, you know, you are preparing an event, everyone is trying to support.
Exactly.
And with time it kept being like this, because this feeling of you like it, you do it well, keep doing it. I'm a senior vice president for image and communication, but I'm also involved in this beautiful project on the creative side.
Right.
So we have this freedom in this company, and this trust has been becoming almost the mantra of the company.
And I believe that exists because you mentioned the key word. You guys were a family.
Yes.
I mean, within a family, you don't look at titles. Yes, I do have this title. However, I am involved in whatever details need support. And that is key. And that's something that I think is not arguable. No one can argue about that, because Pierre was saying the same exact thing.
No.
He was saying, it's you're all a family. It's just a family dynamic rather than a workforce.
Yes.
You mentioned that you helped with the casting for models. But I know that you mentioned a story where he tried to get you to do like one of the shows, to model in one of the shows.
I've been modeling for years.
Okay.
So that was pretty fun. The day of the show was really like, I was a PR starting. The shows were very early. So I was a PR starting at like 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, welcoming the models, because I was taking care of the castings.
Right.
Then 8 o'clock, I was also getting grooming because I was modeling.
Wow.
So with my grooming, I was going outside to welcome the journalists. But exactly. I was not alone. Now there was, it looks like I was doing everything. I was part of many things. This is what I mean.
Right.
And then from outside, I was called like, okay, the show will start. You have to go backstage. Backstage, I was putting the headphone on. And, you know, there is, you have to tell the models when they go out and then go, go, go.
Of course.
And at one point, I was putting the headphone.
Take them off.
Going on the catwalk, coming back, putting back the headphone. And with this, the fun side is that Carl was not stressed at all. He was very cool in the backstage, talking to every single model, asking about family, holidays, and you were obliged to take the models. And okay, Carl, now she has to go.
We'll talk about her family later.
We talk about the family later. And then the show were going this way. Now it was not only about Carl's. It was also the time, the 80s, the 90s. Fashion was much less professional in a way. It was much more, okay, we do what we like, we have fun on the catwalk, we choose the, you know, even if we don't choose a trendy music, we choose it because we like it, or we make it trendy. It was not it was less professional. It was more and of it was a fun story.
Less serious, you want to say. Like, it was
I
more
mean, less,
creative.
Yes, less serious, less organized, less you know.
It was creative, it was artistic, it was like, let's go with
this
the flow.
This is still artistic, fashion is still yeah. part of, for me, still is an artistic
of course.
Thing. But it was more about friends together doing a beautiful show. And it was working like this.
Yeah.
And the evolution is very nice too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's always there's good things in every phase, I guess.
Absolutely. I
mean, so there's always the good
and
in
going
that.
Through all this is very fun.
Yes.
The only thing, and I have to thank Carl for this, that is required when you do such a long career in a company, is to learn how to be flexible.
Mm.
To learn how, when you have a new president, to adapt to situation.
Right.
When you have a bigger team, how you have to change your attitude, keeping the family side, the warm, and also the trust to people. But the big thing I've been learning from Carl is how to adapt.
Right.
Because I've been working with him a lot on his personal project, aside the brand.
Mm-hmm.
And it meant... let's say on a Monday we were doing a project with cars.
Mm.
Then we were going to the studio and we were doing fashion. But the day after, beverage company,
yeah,
no need to mention which one, was calling you. And then you were working with a beverage company.
Mm-hmm.
Then the day after, it was about fashion, then architecture, then you have to adapt. And Carl had so many talent and skills.
Mm.
Sometimes it was pretty hard to follow.
Yes, no, and he was a core believer in, I believe, from what you're saying, the sky's the limit.
Yes.
You're exploring everything under the sky, and this is what the brand is about.
It was all about passion.
Unbelievable, which is like the main driver when you want to create something, you know, that matters and that makes an impact. It has to be driven by passion.
Yes.
And I
yes,
can yes. see that. Yes, I can yes. see that in you guys as well. I feel like his legacy lives on in you and in Pierre and the people that I've spoken to from the team. You can tell that you guys have the same spirit from what you're describing and what I see in front of me. It's beautiful that it all comes
you.
Together.
No, but the thing is also, it's not that... this legacy and this soul, let's say, that we carry, because Pierre was pretty close to Carl also.
Yes.
Our role is to bring it into the heart of the team too.
Yes.
It's not that we should be seen as the one who carried the legacy.
Yeah, yeah.
The aim course. At the end is also that the team embrace this and we communicate this.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of indescriptible feeling
right.
of this family.
Yes. Tell us about your personal relationship with Carl. I mean, away from the work, like, how was it? How was the dynamic between you guys?
In fact, Carl was very special.
Mm.
He was a very warm person, very, very warm, from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. He was extremely polite, very well educated. It was a pleasure from the beginning with him. You know, first day you meet him, you have the feeling, you can't believe the great relationship you have with him. And then time passes, maybe 10 years, because it's a long process,
mm-hmm.
and you wake up in the morning and you realize that something has been changing, and your relationships are getting deeper.
Mm.
And you feel, great. I mean, it's amazing to have this more casual relationship and more in-depth. And then 10 years passes, and you wake. It was really step by step.
Mm-hmm.
The whole feeling from the beginning was the warm attitude, was the politeness, was how much he cares, which mm-hmm. nobody can believe, because Carl was known from outside to be a bit... strong.
Yes.
He was really a warm person.
Yes.
But the evolution of the relationship, it's not made in a day.
Mm.
He was really kind of a German person, you know. Mm. The trust comes forever, but it takes time to come.
Yes,
and it's step by step, and it's really this feeling of waking up in the morning after a conversation and you feel like, there's a new step that we went through.
Yes.
And how does it translate? It's 10 years with good relationship, and after 10 years, you get phone calls in the morning, and you're like, oh, great, okay, so we have a casual conversation. It's not necessarily about your family, but it's about work. But he really tried to embrace the project, and he discussed it with you, get your opinion. I give my opinion to Karl Lagerfeld. That's
it's a big deal.
And then 10 years passes, and the phone calls are every day.
Yeah.
Every day in the morning, you have your specific timing. Mine was a bit late compared to the rest of the team. Was between 11 and 12.
Okay.
The conversation could last 5 minutes, but also could last 1 hour and a half. And so we discussed the project, because I was involved in his personal stuff. So we discussed people, we discussed trips. And then 10 years passes. And then the conversation is about the family and holidays. He was very... he was really willing that you keep your private garden, we say in French, you know.
Okay.
So was never calling over the weekend. Very, very, very respectful about your private life. But he was happy to hear. He was not questioning, but you knew that if you deliver something, it was... But at the end, this very warm relationship, very friendly relationship, there is something that for me was important till the end. I never forgot that maybe Carl, I can say today, Carl was my mentor. I think I've been living with Carl more than even with my own father.
Right.
But I never forgot he was Karl Lagerfeld. He was, let's say, the boss, the creator.
Of course.
And I think this is also the reason why we kept this very good relationship, because I think there are limits,
of course,
that you have to keep in order to have good relationship.
Exactly. That's beautiful, because sometimes being close to someone does not mean that the respect is gone or the boundaries are gone. I mean, as you said, there was still respect, you still recognized he was your boss, but the relationship was very deep. It had nothing to do with that.
It was deep and fun. Carl was doing jokes all the time. Bad jokes sometimes. And the worse were the joke, the more he was laughing at himself.
And the funnier it must have been for you guys as well, right?
No, but that's fun. That's great. I mean, you are working a lot, because we are working a lot. That's the same now. Working as a family, I don't call it work necessarily. I call it experiences. And we are lucky to work in an industry where the experience are amazing.
Yes.
No, but no one can complain about what we are living. But the top, the cherry on the cake, I would say, with Carl was how fun he was. He was always doing jokes. Always.
Fantastic. That's nice. I mean, imagine going to work and having fun. I mean, that's a lot of people don't have that.
I hope this is the experience we are still living today.
Yes.
Having fun, doing great big projects, working a lot.
Yes.
I mean, working a lot is easy if you have fun with people.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. All right. So I want to discuss with you the Met Gala last year. It highlighted Karl Lagerfeld. And it was called A Line of Beauty. And we know that a lot of stars wore some of his pieces as well. Can you tell us a bit more about that? How did it feel? Who were some of the stars that actually wore his pieces? And how did you bring it to life?
I have to say, star wearing things of Karl was not unusual to us.
Yes, of course.
For me, the biggest thing about the Met, apart from the Met Gala, that is, I guess, the biggest gala you can have in fashion. And all these celebrities being together to celebrate Carl is very emotional. But for me, the biggest thing was to have Carl at the museum with this incredible exhibition, very well curated by Andrew Bolton. Mm-hmm. Andrew knew Carl, so he did embrace who the man was, what his fashion was, the cultural side of Carl. So it was beautiful. And there is a little anecdote, if I can say.
Please.
That Andrew did very nicely, very generously, after a long conversation with the people at Chanel, the people at Fendi, with us at Carl, because he did really want to hear about Carl, the soul, mm-hmm. the man, the fashion. And he did invite an architect that is called Tadeando, mm-hmm. very famous architect, to do the scenography of the exhibition. And the reason why is that Carl did love this architect. He has been trying to build a house for himself with Tadeando for almost all his life. It was never agreed by the municipalities, because this is very specific what Tadeando is doing. And the beautiful thing is, this beautiful gesture from Andrew is to give this home to Carl in the exhibition. He got the house.
That's beautiful.
And it was filled with his beautiful creations. Mm-hmm. I'm very happy also to see that this exhibition was filled with crowd all along the time the exhibition was taking mm-hmm. place at the Met Museum. I heard that they've been reaching a huge amount of visitors. And that's very nice for me to hear. Mm-hmm. I have to say, if I'm a bit pretentious, I think it's a bit normal for Carl.
Yeah, not at all.
But now, if you go on the celebrity side, for me, the more emotional thing was to see all these people celebrating Carl.
Yes, beautiful. Last question. I know your time is super valuable and we've held you long enough.
I like the time I spend with you.
Yeah, me too. I mean, this conversation can just keep flowing, but I know a lot of people are waiting for us to finish it. What do you see in the future of the brand? How do you view the future of Carl Lagerfeld?
We are surfing on the wave, my dear.
Nice.
What I see is the brand continuing its way, the way Carl was doing things, meaning embracing fashion, but also all other kind of project. Carl was extremely collaborative. This is the journey we are following. Mm-hmm. And this is, with this beautiful project, one of the demonstration of the way we follow Carl.
Yes.
But the brand is also keeping the soul of Carl, is also inventing the future. You know the mantra from Carl, I guess Pierre told us.
Yeah.
But this is really something we almost all wake up in the morning thinking of this mantra, that is embracing the present and invent the future. Mm-hmm. This is something that is valid also for my personal life.
Mm-hmm. It's something that you can definitely apply to your personal life.
So if you apply it to a brand...
Amazing. And what's your advice to any budding fashion artists or designers?
I have no advice for designers. And I think being an artist is being very special already. If I have to give advice to work in fashion, it would be being flexible, really. It was very helpful for me to be like this. Would be to trust people, to empower them, because it leaves you also the time to do other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And to adapt to our times. That's the little advice I would give to designers.
Love it. Caro, thank you so much for your time. This is definitely not going to be the last conversation we have together. And hopefully we can stay in touch, find out what's new, and we'll meet again.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.